Come on in and sit on down with Mike and Matt and Clive, or do I mean Nick? Either way, you shut up and listen to the High Horse. We're better than you on our High Horse. Bitch, please, it's the High Horse.
Hello. I didn't see you standing there. Welcome to the High Horse.
That was impressive. Very impressive. Another episode of the High Horse. We did have another episode ready for you last week. There was some technical difficulties. The audio didn't go. But we
powered through it.
We powered through it. We're going to make it up to you by having all of us in one room.
Yay!
Yay! The first live High Horse.
Kind of live. Except you still can't see where we are. But that's okay. We don't mind.
We're in your dreams.
We're stealing your mind.
That's right. So we got a lot of good stuff for you on the show today. We're looking at the movie Funny People.
It was funny. Even if it was a mediocre show, we'd still say we have a great show for you.
Oh, yeah.
We have a great show for you today. We got nothing.
So. We got a great show today. We're talking about cheese and pocket lint.
Buttons, too.
And buttons. We're talking about the movie Funny People, the new Judd Apatow movie, and from what I've seen, looks pretty decent.
Yeah, it looks pretty wicked. Touching. Like I was saying, I hope it touches me inappropriately.
So it's like touching, but also funny, but kind of tragic at the same time.
Touching and feeling without actually being touched or felt. Physically.
In a good way.
Like you'd be crying and laughing.
Show me on the doll where
it touched you. It's not like show me on the doll where he touched you. It's like, that movie touched me.
Point and laugh at on the doll where he touched
you. In my heart. So let's get right into it. We'll show you the trailer, let you get a sneak peek at it, and then we'll come back and we'll have a little discussion about it.
Bye.
I like having a girlfriend. I don't have one, but I like it better. One night stands are tough, and I'm not great at sex, so at the end of every time, I gotta go, and normally I do better than that. Girlfriends are so much better. You finish up, and you're just like, well, you know. That's how I do it.
Hey, George Simmons, you destroyed, man.
You the guy who was on after me?
It's very hard to be romantic with women when you live on a pull-out couch. Once those two little legs come down, you know it's on, right?
You were good.
Maybe you can write me some jokes.
I've been going to this guy's movie since the moment I can remember. This is amazing, guys.
If he's like, do you have any friends that are like you but just way funnier, you can say yes.
I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want you to get all weird on me. I'm dying.
It's too early to know who's winning the fight, the medicine or the disease.
Did anybody ever tell you you have a very scary accent?
You are a very funny man. I enjoy your movies.
And I enjoy all of your movies.
Which movies?
The ones where you try to kill Bruce Willis.
Oh my God, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Are you crying right now?
I don't think I am.
Oh, come on, wipe it off.
People are gonna think I broke up with you.
Did you tell your mom?
Yes, I sent her an email and she tried to email me back on a toaster. There is always the one girl out there that got away.
This is my husband, Clark.
The one that got away. Guys have that and serial killers have that. Hey, you want to talk to me while I try to fall asleep? So you're right, that's not your real name. You're hiding some Judaism.
I don't think I can hide that. My face is circumcised.
I don't want to get your hopes up, but we may have beaten this thing.
The doctor said I'm not sick anymore.
Yes! Yes.
All right, go ahead.
What was that like, having one foot in the door?
I'm feeling like I'm in the moment for the first time in my life. Every time
I see your face, I have to save her.
Save her from her beautiful house and lovely husband.
Is something going on here?
No! Nothing's going on around here.
Don't mock me. I don't appreciate it.
Lots of people go to massage parlors.
I explained all that.
That doesn't mean I was getting a Robin tug.
What accent is that?
Oi!
I think he caught a glimpse of something that most people don't get to see.
Her husband?
He's gonna kill us. He's from Australia. They just kill things there.
Don't hurt him!
Get in a ball, George! Ball up!
Fight like a man, would ya?
I don't know how to fight. I'm a comedian!
When my grandfather died, there was one candle next to his bed that started flickering. We all thought it was him going to heaven, you know.
You don't pass through fire to get to heaven. I think he went to hell.
And we're back. Yeah, solid movie. The trailer, I think that's one of the older ones, but it's definitely the best trailer.
Yeah, the more, the better. I think they're revealing, like, a whole lot of the plot, though, with the whole getting better thing. If he was just dying, they could have done that probably the same.
I think they're just trying to establish that it's about, like, his whole life, that you're not just going to watch a movie about a guy that's dying of cancer. You're watching a movie of a guy that's recovering from cancer, or yeah, whatever it is that he's dying from.
Yeah, but this should just let you know that he...
The laughing disease.
I don't know. It could be like...
Well, it's not about his fight. It's about the other side of the...
What happens after. Yeah.
If he died of it, then they just show him...
I think it's going to be half and half.
And slowly wearing apart.
I think it'd be half and half.
Well, it better be half and half. Because otherwise it's like, hey, you're alive.
Just kidding. Bye-bye.
Doesn't even make good night, everybody. The fact that he's dying. And then he's just an asshole when he's alive again.
Or they show him dying, and then during the when they start rolling the credits, they actually show clips of him... recovering and completely negating the end. They retcon it during the credits.
Yeah, like, just kidding.
He's dead.
And then you have an hour left of footage to watch yet. It's like the credits roll, people start leaving. They're like, where do you think you're going?
They're like, no, there's still lots left.
That'd be solid. We should try that sometime.
Roll credits right now. Let's continue with the podcast.
The running horses.
They're
credits.
All dead.
But yeah, so like it looks like a movie that's going to be like Judd Apatow, known for his movies like 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I almost said Saving Sarah Silverman.
Saving Sarah Silverman.
Oh God. So he's totally like those type of movies, and then this new one. When I first saw the trailer, I thought it was a little bit different because it's kind of like he's taking a serious approach at things, like more so than normal. Because like he was kind of teetering on that edge before, but I hope that they don't kind of go in going, oh, it's not enough dick and fart jokes to be funny.
He's trying to show that he can be a serious producer, director.
Just like what Michael Bay wants to do now.
Yeah.
He said that his next movie is not going to have any explosions in it. He said. That's what he said after.
It's gonna be the worst Michael Bay movie ever. You won't even know what to do.
Plot holes and no explosions.
You can tell they're sitting in their storyboard room, and it's like, okay, Michael, this is what happens. There's two cars on the freeway, all right, and they're racing, and they explode. They explode? No, they don't. They don't. There's no explosion. But anyway, so they're still driving, and then they explode, right?
Yeah. So Optimus is in a rowboat with.
Sam
Nicholas Cage, yeah.
And Shia LaBeouf. Oh, man. But, yeah, getting back on track, it looks like a solid movie. I'm looking forward to watching this one.
Yeah, me too. I've been a big fan of Adam Sandler for a long, long time. Lost a lot of faith in him. After
Spanglish?
No, not Spanglish, but Eight Crazy Nights. I hated that movie so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually didn't mind that movie.
It was fucking...
It was
stupid.
It was not his greatest movie, but I didn't think it was worse than something like Little Nicky.
Or that movie with the remote control.
Click was really
Click
good.
Click was good. I liked Click. You didn't like Click?
Not a fan.
Click was super good. That's because you hate
Why
awesome.
Didn't you like it?
That's probably...
Did it make you sad?
I don't know.
It was sad at the end.
Was it?
Yeah, when he was old and missed all that shit. Poor guy.
That was sad. Let's have a moment for him.
Poor old Adam Sandler. And we're back.
That's a good moment.
Sounds for you.
But yeah, so moving on. The movie looks great. Looking forward to seeing it. Hopefully it doesn't suck, because if it sucks, I'll be disappointed.
Me too.
You'll wasted 3 hours of your
wasted
life.
Wasted 3 hours of my life that I'll never get back. And then maybe I'll write Judd Apatow an angry letter.
Yeah. $12 is the theater.
Well, 18 if you factor in a drink and a popcorn.
And, yeah, I guess.
So
$25 later.
We're for the first time we're doing a topic on girls or a girl in
don't make it sound so
in,
gay.
In High Horse. Well, we haven't tackled
we're nervous,
we haven't tackled girls yet.
A woman yet.
I didn't want to say it like that.
You did, though.
But I didn't want to. what I meant to say is we haven't talked about girls on the high horse yet, and now's an opportune time.
or at least talk about a disfigurement on a very hot girl.
And
seems like a pretty good topic to talk about.
If you have not seen the picture, we've all seen the picture, right?
I hope so. I've sent it to everybody.
Okay,
yeah,
so
it's pretty disgusting.
So Megan, there's a picture of Megan Fox out there, and she's holding her hand up. You'll see it on the screen right now.
It's like she's showing it off.
It's like she's got a toe thumb. Her thumb is a big toe.
Yeah,
and it's kind of gross.
It's even like it's like squished down and wide. It looks like a frog suction cup on a thumb.
Frog suction cup.
She gives good hand jobs thanks to
probably.
Well, they're just really grippy.
She strikes me as a chick who wouldn't be good in bed because she's so hot.
She give you the stinky pinky.
She doesn't do. Doesn't fuck like an ugly girl. You know what I'm saying? I gotta work hard.
So you're saying she'd be like, ew, gross.
I don't know. She's
probably pretty
I'm
wild.
I'm saying she probably doesn't fuck as much as you would think she would.
She's not hungry like a fat chick.
She's not hungry like Lady Gaga is. But for beer can cock.
Beer can cock.
The size of a beer can.
Sick.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, it's kind of gross. I don't think it's so gross that it would make me not like her anymore.
I would suck on it if she wanted me to. That's how okay.
If she told me to do it.
If she told me to, or she'd shove her boot up my ass, I would do it. And then she'd pay for a dry cleaning.
You'd shut her shoe, yeah.
Natalie.
You are a badass bitch. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
So.
And always pay for your dry cleaning when my shit gets on your shoe.
What?
Natalie.
Okay. So, Nick, what do you think?
Megan
Thumb's toe fox?
Shit.
I bet if you look closely, she only has 9 toes, and that was actually an implant from the...
Do you think her thumb got cut off, and her toe got put in place of it?
Well, Transformers 1, she had a regular thumb, so...
No, she
did. Oh, yeah, she did. Didn't you look?
No.
No, you didn't. No.
Nobody did.
Nobody did. It's for me.
Like, that's why we're the high horse.
Holy shit!
We were the research.
That's why we're the high horse. Everything we say is true.
Yeah, I think it was. Then. I personally
it's like
it's an
Michael
implant.
Bay conspiracy. She cut it off washing his.
She cut it off in an unfortunate explosion accident. Car, a gasoline fight accident.
She cut it off while washing Michael Bay's car for him. Before she got the.
But yeah, do you think that's a possibility?
Did you wash the car?
Yeah.
No. Do you think that...
She got it cut off and that's her thumb?
Cut off and...
No, because she's parading around in those open-toed slut shoes all the time. Her toes are fine.
Yeah, maybe they... Just, maybe she was like, I want
maybe
a thumb for a toe.
Prosthetic toe?
Maybe she was like, I want a thumb for a toe and a toe for a thumb.
Maybe.
That was her wish. That was the second of 3 wishes.
The first was to become a super hot actress.
Where did she come from? She came out of nowhere.
That's what Michael Bay said. They were feuding in the before Transformers 2 came out, and Michael Bay was telling.
He's like, I made you.
He was saying how he made Megan Fox and he made Shia LaBeouf and he made.
He didn't make Shia LaBeouf.
No, Shia LaBeouf
Shia
made
LaBeouf
him.
Was the fucking
even
man
Stevens.
Before.
And he made somebody else. I named two off that, like Nick Cage or somebody.
Nick Cage
was just throwing names at
Transformers. He was in Con Air.
Con Air. That was a shit.
But, like, she came out of nowhere. Like, where did she come from? Because I don't remember seeing her in any movies before Transformers.
I don't know.
At all.
I'm telling you, look it up. He says that.
He probably did.
Well, he probably does that too, yeah. Yeah, and if you Google Megan Fox Ferrari, all the articles that come up are Megan Fox cleaned Michael Bay's Ferrari.
Yeah. When she auditioned for the job.
Yeah. Apparently he videotaped it.
I would have.
Yeah. See, he's a movie director, so there's like a crew on the soundstage.
His car explodes.
And on her face, she's like, oh.
Oh, and that's why she lost her thumb. Yeah. And had to get it grafted by
a
toe.
We figured it out. Michael Bay's car exploded while he was filming Megan Fox washing his Ferrari.
Non-Photoshop pictures to follow.
It's like a foot photoshopped onto her hand. MS Paint Photoshop to follow.
That'll happen.
But yeah, so, I mean, yeah, whatever. It's a toe thumb. It's kind of gross, but it's not that gross.
I'd
it's
suck on gross. That for a dollar.
You suck on that
charging?
For free.
Are you charging or are you paying?
I pay.
Charging or paying?
That term is for paying.
A dollar per millisecond.
Yeah.
She's expensive.
It's $5.
I'd do it.
But yeah, moving on to something that Nick is a huge fan of. The Deadpool movie was possibly announced. Ryan Reynolds was talking about it, and
he said he's helming it,
and that he's like controlling the project to make sure they don't screw it up,
and not controlling it like Hugh Jackman controlled it for Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman didn't control nothing. He pretended. He was like, "We could do this," and Fox is like, "No, no, no, no. Listen, we know how to make movies, he's Jackman.
Like, we'll do this.
You just hold the claws."
He
okay?
has. What does he have? Executive producer rights or something like
that? Something like that.
Oh, producer credit, rights? But yeah.
Credit.
But yeah, Ryan Reynolds was saying there's going to be the mask, there's going to be the breaking the fourth wall, all the good Deadpool stuff he's back from the comics.
It's going to be sweet.
Unfortunately, the creator of Deadpool, which name completely slips my mind right now, but he was Rob Liefeld, the guy that created and first wrote Deadpool.
He's like, Alan Wake.
Very close. He's been quoted a lot involved with this, and he actually was responsible for the worst Deadpool runs. Personally, I don't like it in the first bunch of issues. It's
like the storyline, or
it's drawn crappy. It's wrote bad. Like, it's embarrassing. Google Rob Liefeld can't draw feet, and you'll see what I mean.
Can't draw feet.
There's a picture. There's one Captain America issue where he's got boobs. He couldn't draw muscles and chest.
We'll try and find this picture for you.
We'll try and find this. That's anyway, sweet. So the farther he stays away from the whole project, the better. The last two or three runs of, basically, volume the last three volumes of Deadpool have been the best since he's not been part of it. So,
yay for sucking.
I'm kind of worried because 20th Century Fox is going to head up the Deadpool movie as well. We all saw how they absolutely destroyed him in X-Men Origins Wolverine, and then retconned the entire thing. And we're like, oh, that wasn't Deadpool, even though we called him Deadpool. And all this other junk.
He's accredited in every single toy you see.
So, I mean, like, they totally were like, after comic books had their nerd rage, or comic book fans had their nerd rage, and they're like, no, you ruined our icon. Which, rightfully so, they did
ruin.
Not
an icon, hidden gem.
Well, they ruined him, nonetheless. And I'm slightly worried that even though Ryan Reynolds came out and said that nothing's going to get destroyed storyline-wise and stuff. 20th Century Fox has a way of fucking up good movies. Look at the Dragon Ball movie. I heard that was awesome. Yeah, but they released
it. I heard that was awesome, though.
I don't even want to watch it.
Why not? You would invest fucking, what is it, an hour and a half max of your life into that? I would.
I might check it out then.
Yeah.
But I just, from the trailers, it looked absolutely stupid.
It was sweet.
And it's just, 20th Century Fox has a... They do a lot of decent stuff, but they don't do anything awesome.
This is degrading into a 20th Century Fox Sucks conversation. Let's bring it back to the Deadpool side of things. See, Nick's itching to have some verbal diarrhea.
Well, the thing about a Deadpool movie is that it's kind of an off-the-wall property to start with. They all usually have like an epic struggle of some sort, like mutants being just like a metaphor for maybe racial prejudice. And
that's just how they'll pull you in and then have a unique story of their own.
Yeah, exactly. With Deadpool, it's a lot of the things, as awesome of a character that he is, he's not an incredibly deep world he's really part of. He just really kills people for money and is awesome and funny while doing it.
And he's funny.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing I like about him is how he's just a normal guy that's not normal at all.
He's just, no, basically he's a mental case. With guns and skills.
And very, very funny.
Is he the Joker with a conscience?
And swords. I hope they don't give him those Baraka blades.
They won't.
They better not.
If they do, I will march to 20th Century Fox and fucking just...
Well, it's turned to a 20th Century Fox.
I will write them a nasty letter.
A stern fax will be sent.
A stern fax will be sent.
Anyway, saying how they're degrading the character by changing it up to just make it more cinematic and more...
Pretty much.
Flashy and yeah,
taking away from the actual source material to make into something that's not what it used to be,
especially to that degree.
Yeah.
Do you think you would appreciate a good Deadpool movie a lot less since they fucked it up a little bit first, or do you think you would not appreciate it as much if it just came out and it was good?
I think I would appreciate it a lot more after seeing what they did to him in Wolverine and making it
so,
right.
So, all in all, it's like, if it is a good movie, then it'll mean more now than if they just put it out.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, it definitely. This is the first time in comic book history where we've had the lowest standards as fans ever going into a movie. Everywhere people have hopes and dreams, and we've got nothing. as Deadpool fans, we're going into this expecting the worst. So
surprises.
We're going in expecting Incredible Hulk from 1967.
I guess it's like Batman surprises. Begins, because Batman Begins had the follow up on Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That wasn't that hard, though.
Yeah.
I still
That's
meet
the stupid
you.
Thing I've ever heard since Schumacher put nipples on Batman.
Ice to meet you.
Nice. That was forever.
We throw that in. No, that was Batman and Robin. Who Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy.
Forever was sweet.
Forever was Jim Carrey as the Riddler and Tommy Lee Jones
as Two-Face.
That was sweet.
Tommy Lee Jones did a good Two-Face.
I don't know.
I thought he did. For that style of
he
writing.
He needs to be not as criminally and more thinky.
Yeah, that's true.
Want some sushi. Anyway,
that was random. I like the newest when they're getting darker. Comic book movies as a whole are getting better to a certain degree, and we've seen quite a few good ones come out, and there's quite a few more good ones on their way. Like Iron Man 2 is on its way.
Iron Man 2's already done filming.
Yeah, and it's what, released 2010.
Yes.
So that's gonna be awesome. It had someone in it.
Justin Hammer, Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke.
Justin Hammer is the villain.
Gino.
Yeah, Don Cheadle. The new Terrence Howard.
Yeah, the War Machine.
Jim Rhodes. Mickey Rourke, plays Whiplash, but
that's
like
right.
A mixture of Whiplash.
Who plays the...
And Omega Red, because he's like...
Right.
Oh, no, not
Crimson
Omega Red.
Dynamo.
Crimson Dynamo.
Yeah.
Because
he
rips people and he's got to run.
And that's going to bring up Iron Man 3. Because doesn't it go down the line, Crimson Dynamo? Like,
dude...
That like opens up an entirely new door to an entirely new thing.
Yeah, they're just doing the
Armor Wars things and all that. Like, there's so many different arcs and stuff.
But those are like epic fucking movies. Do you think they could give an Armor Wars a good movie? I don't think so. That's trying to make an Age of Apocalypse movie. It's not gonna happen.
You're right.
It would be fucking sweet. I'm a little worried they're gonna really screw up the Age of Apocalypse season 2 part of.
Wolverine the X-Men. I don't think they will.
I'm pretty confident they can, because they don't work. They take the source material
hard,
as inspiration.
Though. Yeah.
Like Days of Future Past that they did was just they just used
it
kind
it
of as
a
guide,
but it was like
but not,
their idea of it.
Well, just like having Professor X still alive in the future is
completely
throws
different.
Out the source material of Age of Apocalypse. So
everyone knows he was killed.
Yeah.
By his son.
Bam. You heard it here first.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So, we got loads of hope for it. I think there's lots of potential for not sucking.
I really hope it doesn't suck. I hope that everything that Ryan Reynolds said is true. And as long as that's the case, I'll gladly pay money to see that movie.
Me too.
Also me.
So, I guess moving on. There's been a question that's asked ever since the dawn of time. Whose celebrity death will be as big a deal as Michael Jackson was?
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so which current celebrity right now, passing away, would have as big an impact as Michael Jackson's just did?
And quickly before we get into anything else, we...
living celebrity.
We'll invite you guys to make posts on our forum page on blurryprawn.com. And tell us if you think anyone actually does, and we'll put that in the next High Horse as well. We'll include that in it, but we'll continue on our discussion. Just wanted to throw that in for people who wanted to chime in on it.
Yeah, totally, because everyone's got opinions about it.
And it's huge, too. Like, it's a
big
fucking deal. Big deal.
Like, a huge deal. Like, there's tons of people that hate him because he's a molester, but then you have to think of everything he's done for pop music, and even music as a whole, like... he invented and made as big a deal the modern music video with dancing and all that gay shit.
I'm gonna go out on a line here and say that he's the reason why pop music is pop music right
now.
No,
without a doubt. That's not even going out of line.
Oh, yeah.
That's like common knowledge, for sure.
But like he's the reason why there was the Backstreet Boys and there was the entire 90s.
He's the reason music is right now
the way it is. And that's why I think it's such a huge thing. And I mean, and a lot of people don't really think about all the donations and stuff he's made to charity. He was put in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most amount of money given to charities by anybody ever.
No wonder he's so poor, too, because he's getting sued by all those parents trying to get his money and shit. But, like, that's a conversation, I guess, for another time. Or we can start right now.
Whether you think he can touch those kids or not. Honestly, I don't think he... I think he's just a guy that was a little messed up from his crazy-ass dad. making them work right out of the womb, basically. And I think he got a bum rap, really. Like, he was a little kooky in the head. I agree. I totally agree. Because he did some real weird things. But
totally.
In my opinion, if you're that messed up growing up as a kid, that's just what happens.
Oh, yeah. They're bound to be fucked. What do you think, Nick?
I think that it did make a big impact, but I don't think it'll be a lasting impact. Like, he hasn't done anything for a long time. His legacy was cemented in 20 years ago. And the fact that he's dead isn't going to change any of where his work was already headed anyway. Personally, I don't think that it was that much of an impact.
No, I mean, did you think he touched those kids? That's the question.
Oh, yeah.
You, did you?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Rich people can touch whoever they want.
Dude, you get touched? Are you just bitter? Or did he not want to touch you? See, back ever, in 83?
Matt, you're not that rich. Oh,
you don't have any money.
Oh, Kyle.
Oh, man. But, I mean, honestly, a lot of people focus on the bad stuff, really, like the last, what would it be, 10 years? And not a lot of people see the stuff that, like, the good things he did. And it's really sad that it's so much easier to focus on all the bad, like, the bad things of
That's
someone's
like
life.
That's like focusing on the good things Hitler did. No one really does it.
Well, I do sometimes. You just compared Michael Jackson to Hitler.
Well, the same sort of Hitler good, never touched thing. Little kids.
Nobody gassed millions of people and killed them for no reason.
Same scale. I'm just saying in the same sort of balance.
I very, very disagree with that statement.
I'm not comparing them together. hey, retard. I'm just saying, like, the same, like, sort of, you don't compare the good to the bad because everyone is always ready to make somebody.
A judgment on the bad?
No, they're ready to aim their anger at somebody all the time.
Well, and that's
rich
what I'm
people.
It's
rich
terrible.
People take the flack for fucking everything.
I know you guys are always focusing your hate on Hitler, apparently, which I think is very insensitive.
I'm just saying.
Hitler did a lot of good things, though. He did. He started.
Which God you
he
pray
got.
To, I guess.
He got Germany out of the depression faster than any country in the world.
Well, he invented.
He invented the Autobahn. He invented the Volkswagen.
The Volkswagen, yeah.
Good for him.
He did a lot of good things, but in that case, the bad things that he did easily outweigh.
He had environmental programs. He had animal rights.
Saying, like,
he had public smoking bans, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. He did a lot of good things, but he did a lot of bad things. I don't think so.
Do you think Michael Jackson did as many good things as Hitler did?
I think he did.
Is the question?
Well,
actually, you know what? I'll say no.
Maybe in retrospect,
yeah.
I don't think he did as many things that impact that large.
And do you think he did something as bad?
No.
But do you think the two are equal to each other?
Definitely.
Exactly.
Not.
That's what I'm saying about Hitler. do you think he's the king of pop? He can touch kids? No. He's the fucking ruler of Germany. You think he can invade everyone else? No. That's what I'm saying.
I know. I'm not getting on your case about that. I'm just saying that.
Oh, fuck! It's straight.
I'm just saying that it's too bad that people will focus on something like the baby incident over the Bannister thing, over him donating $300 million to charity or something like that. Well, apparently,
just because he gives money away doesn't mean they didn't make him give it to them away.
So he just looked like a baby dangler.
Baby dangler.
Baby dangler.
Baby dangler. And a dupe toucher.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's full. He's all class, that dude.
But
he can dance like a motherfucker.
Getting back on the topic here,
Hitler couldn't dance. That's true.
I don't think there's.
They're not even the same at all.
The topic was how nobody from this point forward, as they pass on and stuff, that nobody's gonna have as big of an impact as Michael Jackson did, and I agree with that statement.
I agree with you as well.
You think about it. How many people out in the world right now, if one of them were to pass away? How big of an impact on the world? Not necessarily
on a global scale.
In North America, but like
spanning cultures.
Yeah,
David Beckham.
Well, he'd be up there just because of the size and the amount of people who enjoy soccer. But there's a lot of people that don't like soccer.
Oh, fuck,
and a lot of people that like soccer and hate Beckham.
And hate Beckham.
And people who like soccer
there's
hate Beckham.
Like, there's people that bend it like Beckham.
But does they know him? That's the point. But like, yeah, forget where I was going now.
Sorry.
Right.
But on a global scale, I can't think of a single celebrity or anybody who's in the pop media.
I think,
or anything.
I think the only person even remotely close would be Madonna.
Really?
Yeah. The Philippines, man, karaoke's their thing, right? All those Asian countries.
Yeah,
number
she
one.
She lives in England. So
number
she goes to
Europe. Number one person in all of singing is Madonna. Number two is Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
In all, like, karaoke singing?
Yeah, karaoke singing.
Oh, so, yeah, okay.
I bet you everyone knows who Madonna is, too. But, like, just because she doesn't have a famous dance move, if she had a famous dance move that is all of hers and everyone loved it, like the Macarena or the Moonwalk,
she
would be as popular as Michael Jackson.
She did that sex book.
Yeah, but that one didn't reach every
Harry
Bush.
With,
She was in that sex book for
Guy Ritchie.
And Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Yeah, that bitch be also super duper class.
How many STDs do you think she has?
Oh, none.
You don't think
money.
So?
She's got money, fucker.
That doesn't mean you don't get herpes.
Yeah,
she's found a cure for herpes.
No.
Dude.
That's impossible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why do you think Magic Johnson's still alive? That's dude, he's been HIV positive for like 25 years.
Yeah.
He is, and he's fucking healthier than ever. Yeah, he's got money, dude.
If guys have aged for that long,
cured it.
Then there are little skeletons in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like on the South Park episode where they put the money in the blender and inject money into themselves, and that cures the AIDS.
No.
That's what it. That's
just like that.
That's what it was.
Oh,
there's an episode
just
of South
like
Park.
That. Yeah. Pretty fucking much. As long as he's got money.
I agree to an extent. Maybe Madonna's the closest thing, but
that's
it's not as big.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why.
That's like getting second place.
Yeah.
Nobody likes second place.
When it's on a global scale, I'll fucking take second place. That's like not being proud of your silver at the Olympics.
So
you're like, oh shit, silver.
Yeah.
Then
so
like next
Canadian,
year,
any Canadian sport
years.
Ever.
Yeah.
If you get gold or silver in a Canadian,
silver in hockey, we'd just kill ourselves right now.
Human sacrifices. We're bringing it back.
Yeah, pretty fucking much.
It's crazy. And I mean, the like I said, the absolute saddest part of everything is he did a lot for the world. Nobody really...
The absolute saddest thing is no one gives a fuck Farrah Fawcett died.
That is very sad. And
Ed
sad?
McMahon. What did she do that I haven't done?
Nothing, but you would want to be...
Remembered
after you're dead, right?
Well, put an ad in the paper, an obituary. You're famous. You're in the paper. Fuck.
What about Ed McMahon? He delivered happiness to people all the time by giving them money.
No, he delivered disappointment to my childhood mind, who thought that I won. I was a lucky winner, and he gave me those stupid little keys in the envelope, and
yeah,
I was like,
I
want a car.
I remember those keys.
I had farmer wishes. This was the lottery. My friends didn't buy lottery tickets. This is the closest I ever got to a lottery, was his lies.
And he never came and visit you?
No.
Are you sure?
Dad dressed up as Ed McMahon.
And he came to the door, and he's like, Santa? Nope.
And it's like, holy shit, I love Ed McMahon.
He's like, fine.
Nick, watch your mouth.
Here's like,
you know
keys
my name.
Brand new car. It's the keys to this silver Chevy or Dodge Caravan.
To the stealth?
Yeah. Dad, I'm 21.
He's like,
hey,
you're
like, paper check. It says money on it.
What if it was Vince McMahon?
I used to be related
what?
As a kid.
Well, that brings me... Vince McMahon's pretty popular, too.
Yeah, but Japanese
kids... Only the Southwestern United States.
They might. Japanese people are into wrestling and stuff.
Japanese people are into
but they hate American wrestling.
Oh, that's true.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Japanese love
Japanese wrestling. Their Japanese American. Wrestling is, like, insane over there.
See,
it's like baseball.
It's like kids in the States with anime are... Japanese kids watch, like, SpongeBob and stuff.
Do you think if
and they're like, this show's fucking crazy? There's like bubbles, but like no bubbles at all. And they're all
they're downloading the original American pirated DVD.
Yeah. It's dubbed.
Anime. That's yeah, dubbed,
sweet.
Exactly.
They got like VHS
in the original
tapes
American
of it.
Subtitles, fan made.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Do you think if we had another presidential assassination, that would be
no
a bigger event?
No, it would it would be locally, but not globally.
I don't know.
And that's what you have to remember.
They impact everything, really. It'd be the shot heard around the world. If he goes
oh,
into
yeah.
the
it would
if he goes
shot
into
heard
the
around
sec-
the world, but, like, it's different, though, than it is. Because, like,
if
you reach kids, like,
term.
A 14-year-old kid, no one gives a fuck if the president died. Like, if the president died in Japan, I wouldn't care. I don't know the guy personally. Don't kill me.
I suppose not.
Don't arrest me.
You wouldn't even know if they do.
Yeah,
you're talking the Japanese
it's
here.
Ninjas after me.
Or a giant robot.
Yeah. He's like, shoot, that's Gundams, the one I have.
The Gundams come in?
Yeah, probably. And be a Gundam sex slave in some fucking hentai cartoon.
Everybody work.
Oh, no, for tentacles. Stop talking about this now.
If you're thinking just North American, though, there's a lot of people that would trump Michael Jackson.
Oh, well, not a lot of people, but...
There's... Yeah. I could think of a few.
Well...
President would be definitely...
You have to remember that was also 20 years ago that Michael Jackson was awesome.
Good to think of
and his
awesome
impact's
to
last. Do you think they're going to be awesome fucking 20 years from now?
Well, Taylor Swift will.
You love Taylor Swift so much. Why?
I don't know. She's homeschooled.
Wow. You guys have that connection.
Yeah.
The same person. Are you going to marry her?
Yes.
Are you her Romeo in that Romeo and Juliet song she sings?
Song?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know her music. He's like, I love her name.
She has a music.
T-Fats.
She raps as T-Swizzle.
Yeah, she does.
T-Swizzle. Is it sweet?
I don't know. She brought down the house.
Probably.
I didn't listen to it. Is it worth it?
I didn't listen to it either. Better. Right, you know what you should do right now is mix some of that in there.
We'll find some.
Yeah, T-Swizzle. We'll
put some in here. T-Swizzle. And she's like, P is for Portman.
P is for Portman. P is for Pussy.
When I was at Harvard, I smoked weed every day.
Put it on my chest.
Fuck, what a good song. Very good song. So, yeah, I think we kind of talked enough about the Michael Jackson thing. That was scary. Matt almost shut the computer off mid-recording.
That wouldn't have been good.
That wouldn't have been good. That would have been two podcasts.
That's
in a row. Ruined by Matt.
Yeah, I'm Sabotage. I'm working for one of those. I'm working for the Gamers Tavern website.
You're working for the Beastie Boys. Sabotage.
Hey, did you hear about what's face is cancer?
Cancer. Yeah, he put it on his MySpace or YouTube. Even YouTube did.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know, Mike D.
No.
Oh, the guy from Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
What's
his name? I forget his name too.
Mikey D or something like that.
Mikey D.
Mike D. Almost looked that up.
Mike KD.
Is that what it is? It's Mike something.
No,
it's no. Mikey D. Mike Crafter. One of them. But that's
the
only
one
out of the three.
I probably almost turned your computer off.
Yeah, that was scary.
Fuck, I'm sweating balls over here.
You're hot as dicks.
Oh my god, it's hot as dicks in here.
Beast
Adam.
Adam Yak.
This is Yak.
Giant
MCA.
Yeah, Beastie Boys is awesome. What's your favorite Beastie Boys song?
I like, is it Intergalactic?
Yeah.
I just like the background. It's like,
the video is fucking sweet, too.
It goes Power Rangers.
Monsters fight each other.
Power Rangers style fighting.
Okay, that's going in there.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, here's a video of a little chunk of that video right now.
Yeah, just a little 10 seconds.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fucking sweet. I love robots fighting.
It should be super seizure robots.
Battling seizure. Super battling seizure. Yeah,
that was good.
What's everybody doing?
Well, I'll play too. That is really sad. So hopefully he gets all healed up and better so he can make more Beastie Boys
stuff.
I'm
sure he's okay. Like we said, money cures cancer.
Money does.
They're pretty rich, but...
That's all we need is someone with a lot of money to get cancer.
How much would a Beastie Boy make in comparison to a normal boy?
It's like we're in Futurama when they're on there celebrating their fourth album
or something like that. Yeah.
In the future. And
they're like one album
like
every 4 years.
Like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And you do touch that dial.
That was a good episode too.
That was a good episode. Futurama is awesome. Speaking of Futurama, has anybody actually checked if they are going to be brand new episodes or if they're just going to be the movie?
I saw an article say that there were
one new season
for a new season. Yeah,
that's what
original material.
One of our buddies said that it was
Facebook.
One full season.
Believe that.
Of brand new Futurama, and that would be awesome. I mean,
at least one more season again.
It's hard not to get our hopes up, though.
You know what, though? I kind of want them to maybe end after these movies. After watching it, I came to terms with the fact that it was over. I teared up. I was sad. I was happy.
You had your moment.
It was really good, and like they went into the Wild Good Yonder, so could basically take it anywhere they want now. This is a clean slate with characters that have been developed. That are awesome. So there's no goddamn way they're not going to make another one.
And that's actually the problem. They're victim of their own success now. Because back in the day, it ended. It was ripped from us and taken away with great plot points between Leland Fry, and it was just getting great.
Yeah, it was
and
just kind of
and it just stopped.
The Box Network cut them out.
Yeah, the Box Network cut them out. And then now that they got to do all the movies, they had lots of movies, lots of great moments, and they kind of even went off course a little bit with the Bender's Big Game, which was nice to have some
deviation.
You know what was
sweet? Do you know why they did that? Basically, to the makers of Futurama, there's four big, awesome movie types. There is a science fiction epic. There is a time-traveling epic. There is a romantic epic. And... I don't remember. But anyway... Shit, that was a good point.
And they want to make one of each.
But yeah, one of each. So, like, the first one was the time-traveling piece. The second one was... a monster movie. That was the other one. Oh. So that one was the monster movie. That had the big monster.
Well, technically, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other one was the science fiction one. And then the last one was the... that one was the science fiction one.
The dramatic science fiction
space opera. Science fiction one. The Bender's Big Game was the sci-fi one. Yeah. And then the other one was...
What would you call the Dungeons and Dragons one?
This a sci-fi epic, like it's science fiction.
They're all sci-fi, really.
But that's the setting. But like,
I mean, that's just
there's a theme to the movie.
To remove it and put it into a hold of it.
But do you know the guy that got to produce the very last movie was the same guy who produced the last televised episode, Devil's Idle Hands.
Yeah.
When Fry was playing
the Devil's Hands are Idle Playthings.
Yeah, and Ken Keeler, he's the one who did the movie as well. The last movie.
That is by far my favorite episode of Futurama ever.
I liked
the one with the dog. I liked that last episode because he like plays the amazing opera, and then at the end was just him and Leela. He plays it, but he plays it poorly, and it's all a bad cartoon. But they lived happily ever after.
But it wasn't super awful, touching. Though. Yeah. Yeah, it was super touching.
Because he still did with his own work and everything, yeah.
It was sad. The Seymour, the one you were talking about, too, was that one.
That was a tearjerker. I'm pretty sure I did cry.
I cried. I totally cry. I still cry every time I watch it. Because I used to have a dog, too. And that's so sad. Where he sits out for like 14 years waiting for
Fry to come back. Living off pizza crusts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll see Panucci's pizza kind of degrade too, and Panucci.
Oh, yeah, and
really
Panucci
sad.
Gets real old, and he's like sitting in that chair with the blanket on.
Yeah.
He's so bitter and angry.
And homeless.
Yeah.
Because they close up the pizza place. Yeah, it's super sad. It's like a tragedy right through the end. Like, it's comedy and tragedy, which is the Greek schools.
Tragic comedy.
it's such a good show because it hits so many different angles that a cartoon that was created by Matt Groening. Is it Groening or Groening?
Groening.
Like, something that the creator of The Simpsons you wouldn't expect from.
And you can't be like, oh, don't referencing Futurama, you can't be like, oh, Family Guy did it, or Simpsons did it. Because it's always
completely
unique.
Different.
Always unique. And fucking awesome.
And Well, and I think that pretty much wraps up our show for today.
Yeah, with a tear and
with
a wink.
A tear, a wink, a little bit of Michael Jackson.
It all comes
have you, speaking of, just quickly getting back on the Michael Jackson track, have you guys seen that video
with
the
ghost?
The ghost in...
I knew where you were going to go.
Yeah.
Ghost?
Did you see that?
Oh, that's someone's shadow.
It's the shadow of a dead person.
Because nobody walks across the hallway and the shadow comes from someone.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it, but I want to believe it's a shadow.
It's a ghost.
Shadow from upstairs.
It's a ghost from a long ways away from us, so we can't get to us and touch the nurse.
Well, I'll show you this video while we're talking to it. I'll just cut the sound out.
It's
crazy.
Super creepy.
Yeah. It is very, very creepy. And now you guys are all officially creeped out because you got to watch it too.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed
Merry Christmas.
You're welcome.
If you're listening to this on the Podomatic, check out the video site, www.blurryprone.com. It's right over there by the high horse stuff. Wrapping up the show, Matt, you've got the YouTube pick of the week.
Yeah, this is Billy Mays, We Lost as well. But surprisingly enough, Billy Mays' death probably affected me more than Michael Jackson's did, personally.
It's weird. Like, his death affected me, too, more so than any of the other celebrities that passed away.
Michael Jackson, I might have spent 2 minutes watching coverage, 1 minute of which was watching a ghost. And Billy Mays took up an afternoon of me watching
Djibouti Dubs.
And did you watch his original infomercials too?
No,
just the dubs.
I used to watch them all the time.
I watched them all the time.
Yeah.
On the TV box machine.
Just download them. Torrent those.
Yeah.
Torrent some ads. That's sweet.
I get my TV for free, so I have to download my commercials.
But you have to pick and choose what commercials you want.
Yeah,
you
I do.
Do all the good commercials. But yeah.
Like that M&M commercial where he's running on the treadmill.
Or
the,
he just resigns to his desk.
Just, yeah, I just saw like, that today for me, the first time.
That was sweet.
But, so.
Yeah, this is really good. And like I said, he just recently died. Did they figure out why he died yet?
I don't know.
Heart attack, maybe?
I think it was tiger bite. I think it was partially
because all the scale is water in his skin was sucked up by the ShamWow. Vince killed him.
I think they thought it was the
he was cold and unresponsive, just like last night.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Good,
I apologize
me.
To our dead listeners. Nick Didami.
So everybody.
Pat.
Yeah, it's not live because they're always listening to us.
I don't think they've actually.
No, I don't think it's
released it, or maybe they didn't release. Or
that's so sad.
Mays is survived by a toddler and his son, Billy Mays Jr.
A toddler daughter and his son.
Billy Mays Jr., maybe he'll start pitching stuff.
He was starting to pitch stuff. Like, he was in Pitchman, and he had even started directing his own infomercials and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So, and he was just starting to be, like, integrated into the family business, which is really, really sad for Billy Mays, to be died.
It is. To be died.
To be died already.
Who's that?
That's I'm going to make Johansson. Sex to Scarlett Johansson.
Why is she at
apparently
Comic-Con?
She's at oh she
she's
is she's
Natalia
in
Romanoff.
You know who else is in I was when we were talking about Iron Man 2 the person I was trying to think of was Olivia Munn. She's gonna be in Iron Man 2.
Well, what is she doing?
I don't know, but doesn't matter. She's
probably,
really hot.
She's probably sucking Tony Stark's dick.
Probably.
Who isn't?
Where's
the handle? Gross.
Where's the handle?
And I'm done.
But yeah, so Matt, you said Djibouti Dubs. That's
yeah, Djibouti
is,
Dubs.
Which one
website.
Is this one?
This is the Kaboom Dub.
Kaboom.
Kaboom, baby.
So, if you've never heard of Djibouti Dubs, he does the overdubs of Billy Mays. He does all kinds of infomercials.
Correct.
His funniest ones were Billy Mays, though.
Oh, yeah.
And
the Vince one's good,
Vince
too,
one's
but Vince
good.
Doesn't
yeah.
give him much
to
work,
with.
No.
Yeah. Because Vince really makes... you'll love his nuts.
Vince, he sounds like Vince. Like you said, just like Vince.
But, yeah, so here it is, Djibouti Dubs, Kaboom. This has been the High Horse. Thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully the quality was great with all of us in the same room, and we'll be back to normal again next week.
We're back on the horse.
We'll be back up on our horse. So until then, have a good one, everybody.
Stay up on your high horse. Actually, don't stay up on your high horse.
Stay down from our high horse.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Just kidding. I love you.
Love you too. Good night.
Later.
Peace.
Bye.
Billy Mays here with another fantastic product. Do you have hard water buildup, soap scum, shit in your toilet, calcium, lime, rust? It doesn't matter, baby. Kaboom! You got this nasty-ass window? Wipe that shit up. Looks all smoggy at first, but no, you wipe that shit away. Kaboom, baby. Look at this old piece of shit. Don't work as good as it used to. No, it doesn't. Wipe that shit up. Put it in here. Look at that. Breaking down all the calcium, minerals, dirt, and debris. That's right. Look at that before and after. Brand spanking new. That's right. Put this shit on your tiles. Look at this. I'm going to show you. Spray that shit on there. Look at all that grut. Wipe that shit up. Bam. Brand spanking new. Look at those blood stains. Bam. It's gone. Oh no. Someone decided to take a shit in the bathtub. Not again. Oh no. We're just going to spray some kaboom. Look at that. It's fucking gone. It's a great product, isn't it? Someone decided to have sex in a vase. No problem. Clean that shit up. Someone had some fun outside? Don't worry, rinse it off. Someone put their dick on this thing? Don't worry, you can wipe that shit right up. Don't use old soap that doesn't work. Three easy wipes, brand new with Kaboom, that's right. Oh no, someone ate spaghetti in the shower again. Don't worry, use Kaboom and clean that shit right up. Look at that, brand new.
Get 4 bottles of Billy Mays fucking Kaboom for 10 easy payments at $9.95. Do not really click this motherfucker because this shit doesn't really work. Instead of shot 1-855, eat a dick, no credit cards.
It's just kind of like, you know, they did so many things wrong. It's hard for me to step into. You want me to stop talking?
No, just keep going.
No,
I was
going to
stick
that
into your mouth as you were talking. Anyway, that sounds pretty gay on audio.
Photoshop will fix it.
I totally forgot what I was talking about.
Cut this part out.
So, yeah.
So, start over?
No, just keep going.
Well, that's what I mean. You need your statement so we can just edit it back.
I don't remember what I was talking about. So, yeah, I think we kind of talked enough about the Michael Jackson thing.
Did I push a button?
I hope you didn't shut my computer off.
No, I didn't.
We're okay. We're all right. Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
I'm fucked, dude. I didn't mean to. What's veg mean?
At least we can save up to this point.
Wait, did you push cancel?
I pushed cancel on shutting it down.
I think we're okay. Are we recording or are we playing?
I think we're okay. We're still recording.
Mike just Jack Bauer.
I almost shut this bitch down. I'm sorry, guys.
Jack Bauer came through the window, shut the computer, saved us from himself, and then left.
I was like, yeah!
That's scary as shit.
That was scary. Matt almost shut the computer off mid-recording.
That wouldn't have been good.
That would have been good. That would have been two podcasts
that's
in a row. Ruined by Matt.
Yeah, I'm sabotaging.